Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the combined annual general meeting of Growthpoint Properties Australia Limited and the general meeting of Growthpoint Properties Australia Trust. I'm your chairman, and my name is Geoff Tomlinson. Please note that today's proceedings are being webcast live for the benefit of security holders not able to be present. A link to a recording of this webcast will be made available on Growthpoint's website approximately 2 hours after the close of today's meeting. As we have a quorum for this meeting, I'm pleased to declare the meeting officially open. The notice of meeting was sent to all security holders on the 23rd of October 2017, and I propose to take it as read. In addition to the security holders present, I'd like to welcome representatives from our auditors, Dean Waters and Sarah Greeny of KPMG, and our directors. They are from my far left, Francois Murray, who is chairman of GRT in South Africa, Grant Jackson, Estienne de Klerk, also from South Africa, Josephine Suka, who's actually attending her first annual general meeting. Josephine was appointed as a director on the 1st of October this year, so a recent director, and she's standing for re-election today. Maxine Brenner, who's been on the board for some period of time and also chairs our audit committee. Norbert Sasse, who's the chief executive of GRT in South Africa. Aaron Hockley, who's our company secretary and chief operating officer. And Tim Collier, our managing director, who will address you in a short period of time. I also noticed that in the audience we've got Dion Andrews, our chief financial officer, and Michael Green, who heads our property portfolio. They're sitting in the front seat and they're keen to answer any questions you might want to push their way. Is that correct? There's a number of people, employees from Growthpoint here today as well, because our building's just up the road and they're most welcome as well. In terms of the agenda for the day, there'll be a presentation on the business and its strategy by Tim Collier in a few moments' time. And then I will present the combined annual report for the company and the trust. I'll call for questions and comments following the presentation of these accounts. The company's auditors, KPMG, are in attendance to answer any questions security holders may have in relation to the audit, the auditor's report, and accounting policies adopted, and the independence of the auditor. If you have any questions in relation to the auditor, would you please address them to me, and then I'll pass them on to Dean for him to address. And finally, I will then explain the voting procedures and address each of the remaining items of business set out in the notice of meetings. Security holders will have the opportunity to ask questions and make comments in relation to each item. After the conclusion of the meeting, the directors, management and representatives from KPMG will be available for discussion with individual security holders over refreshments which will be served in this room. Ladies and gentlemen, 2017 was a transformational year for Growthpoint Properties Australia. With a clear goal to achieve a higher weighting in the office sector as well as the New South Wales market, the group identified the GPT Metro Office Property Fund as a vehicle that matched its strategic objectives. Over the course of 2017, the acquisition was completed and the assets are now fully integrated within our portfolio. Management and the board identified the GMF opportunity, observing a disconnect between pricing in the direct property market and the listed market, and validation of this strategy has come in the form of significant valuation gains on the GMF assets, up 9% at 30 June 2017 on prior valuations. Where this pricing disconnect exists and a strategic advantage can be obtained, the management has the board's support to continue to evaluate and pursue other listed opportunities that are accretive to earnings and in the best interest of Growthpoint security holders. Importantly, during 2017, we were also able to take advantage of strong pricing conditions to divest a number of assets, either considered non-core to the group or assets which we believed had reached their peak of value to Growthpoint. These sales, including the recent disposal of the Mulgrave property, helped the group to reduce gearing to 38.4%. This lower level of gearing, coupled with the successful issue of Aussie dollars $208 million of long-term debt finance in the United States private placement market, gives the board confidence that the balance sheet is in a good position. In aggregate, this restructuring of the property and debt portfolios leaves the group well placed as we move into 2018 with high quality assets and tenants, low levels of upcoming lease expiries, and a strong balance sheet. What's most pleasing is the market's recognition of Growthpoint's progress in a total shareholder return sense, with Growthpoint considerably outperforming the ASX A-REIT Accumulation Index over 1, 3, and 5 years. The group has been ably managed by Tim Collier and a consistent executive management team since establishment, and I wish to thank all employees as well as my fellow directors for their contribution to our success. I'd now like to hand over to Tim to talk a bit about the business.
Security holders, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the Growthpoint Properties Australia Annual General Meeting. The agenda for today is firstly financial year 17 highlights. We'll talk a bit about the property portfolio, an update on recent activities, market conditions, our strategy and financial year objectives. Firstly, to the key highlights of financial year 17. Growthpoint produced attractive returns for its security holders in financial year 17. Funds from operation per security rose strongly, 11.4% higher than in financial year 16, to provide for a distribution per security of 21.5 cents, growth of 4.9%. The return on equity, which measured capital growth by changes in the NTA per security over the year, plus the distribution yield, was very good at 18.6%. As Jeff mentioned, Growthpoint outperformed the S&P ASX A-REIT 300 index in financial year 17 and has delivered a total security holder return of 17.5% per annum for the 5 years ended 30th of June 2017. Financial year 17 and beyond has been a busy period with close to $1.1 billion of significant transactions completed by the group. The takeover of the GPT Metro Office Fund was a highlight, and partly as a result of this transaction, the group has reweighted its portfolio towards office markets and increased New South Wales investment exposure, which we view as having good long-term growth prospects. Numerous other growth opportunities are available for the group. Regarding capital management, Growthpoint is well placed with gearing at 39% and an average debt maturity of 5 years. In financial year 17, Growthpoint completed its first US private placement transaction, a $208 million issuance of long-term fixed interest rate debt, which was pleasingly 4 times oversubscribed. Of course, Growthpoint aims to operate sustainably over the long term, and this has been a significant focus of the group. To the portfolio. Growthpoint's modern property portfolio of 57 properties is valued at $3.2 billion at an average capitalisation rate of 6.5%. And is weighted 64% to the office sector and 36% to the industrial market. You'll see there 87% of the portfolio by value is located along Australia's eastern seaboard, where population and economic growth is most pronounced. Growthpoint's property portfolio is well regarded for its quality tenants, low vacancy rate and minimal near-term expiries, attractive weighted average lease term and growing rental income. The top 10 tenants of the portfolio make up 52% of the rent, with a weighted average lease term of 6.7 years, and include, you can see there, Woolworths, the New South Wales Police, the Commonwealth Government, Commonwealth of Australia, David Jones Country Road, Jacobs Group, Lynn Fox, Samsung, Lion and the ANZ Bank. So fantastic tenants backing our leases. Each tenant lease provides for annual rent increases to a fixed percentage with a smaller number of leases referenced to the Consumer Price Index. The weighted average fixed rent review across the portfolio is 3.2% per annum, meaning there is rental income growth well above the rate of inflation, which is last measured at 1.8%. Over 80% of the portfolio's rental is provided by listed corporate tenants and government, so a very long-term secure income stream. Finally, with only 2% vacancy rate and 2% expiries in financial year 18 and 3% in financial year 19, Growthpoint has a very predictable and secure rental cash flow in the near term. To the update. The period post 30th of June 2017 has been a good one for Growthpoint. In July, Growthpoint purchased a Perth Airport industrial estate of four modern warehouses, totaling an area of 32,000 square metres. The acquisition, which settled in October, provides an income yield over 8%. Also in July, an 18.2% interest was acquired in ASX-listed Industria REIT for $68.1 million. The fundamentals were attractive with a financial year 18 DPS yield of 7.2% and a complementary portfolio to that of Growthpoint. Growthpoint purchased the interest as a standalone investment and will consider its options in the future. As Jeff mentioned, to capitalise on a strong market and several unsolicited offers received for the Woolworths Distribution Centre in Mulgrave, Victoria, the 19-hectare property was placed on the market in October and was soon sold in November for $90.75 million, a 38% premium to the book value, and a 5.2% yield on the sale price. So this was a great result for Growthpoint security holders. Construction of the proposed 20,000 square metre office building at Building 3 Botanica Corporate Park in Richmond is currently being tendered for construction, and the leasing campaign has commenced for that development. In regard to leasing, seven leases totaling 21,200 square metres have been completed since 30th of June 2017. And a further 60,000 square metres are under heads of agreement with lease documents being negotiated for execution. So that leasing momentum has continued. Acquisitions completed and a positive operating environment has enabled Growthpoint to raise its guidance for financial year 18 to funds from operation per security of at least 24.3 cents and a distribution payable per security of 22.2 cents. The distribution per security is 3.25% higher than that paid in financial year 17. To market conditions. The Australian economy is performing relatively well. GDP growth is at 1.8%. We have strong population growth at 1.6%. Unemployment is 5.5%, with 76,000 jobs created in the last 12 months. Inflation is at 1.8%, and the Reserve Bank recently revised its forecast for low inflation out to 2019. There's also strong business confidence. In regard to the property market, demand for income-producing commercial real estate in Australia remains high, with domestic and offshore investors keen to expand portfolios. Tenancy demand and rental growth in Melbourne and Sydney office markets has been good, and the Brisbane office market has stabilised. Growthpoint has experienced good industrial tenancy demand in Melbourne, with three facilities at Melbourne Airport being leased by new and existing tenants. And in Sydney, market rental growth has been very good. With this backdrop, A-REITs are reporting positive operating conditions, earnings growth, positive asset revaluations, and have a reasonable level of gearing. The sector benefits from an historic low cost of debt and has extended hedging and debt tenure in recent years. The S&P ASX 200 price index has returned approximately 11% from its recent lows in July 2017. The weak spot is the retail market. Lower levels of consumer spending, together with heightened competition from internet retailers, soon to include Amazon, has placed pressure on retail margins and rents. Our assessment is that retail property yields are too low for the growth in income offered at present, and that's why we have not invested in this sector to date. In the office and industrial property market, spreads for property investment remain attractive. By way of an example, taking the Growthpoint's typical acquisition metrics, a property yield at 6 to 7% versus a cost of medium-term debt at circa 4%. So we have a positive spread to the equity holder. Similarly, a 10-year internal rate of return, so a total return, income and capital growth forecast for a property of between 7 and 7.5% versus a 10-year government bond at 2.6. So once again, a significant margin above the risk-free rate. Office and industrial markets also offer effective rental growth over the medium term. To the outlook and what Growthpoint will be concentrating on over the period ahead. Growthpoint looks to expand its portfolio via acquisitions only where we see long-term value for security holders. A larger property portfolio provides diversification benefits and scale. As yields remain low and competition to acquire assets in the direct market is strong, we also turn to the existing portfolio and the listed market for opportunities. Within the Growthpoint portfolio, we see opportunities to realise assets that have a high underlying land value based upon an alternative use, and the Mulgrave sale was one such example. Other opportunities are to expand industrial facilities and reset longer leases, and we're talking to a number of our industrial tenants about expansion. Lease vacant space and negotiate lease renewals with existing tenants. And as we see, we have 60,000 square metres of new letting under heads of agreement. Develop new assets on surplus land that Growthpoint owns. So the Richmond office development is one such example. In regard to capital management, Growthpoint's gearing at 38.4 post the Mulgrave sale is towards the lower end of our target gearing range of 35 to 45%, and we are comfortable with this. Given Growthpoint enjoys an investment credit rating from Moody's and has several debt capital markets open to it as an issuer of long-term debt. We will continue to monitor these markets for opportunity to obtain long-term debt at an attractive interest cost. Sustainability. A concentration of growth point in recent years has been the development of its sustainability framework. We have increased employee resources dedicated to this program and have heightened our liaison with the market. Growthpoint has achieved very good outcomes with its property neighbours ratings, the GRESB real estate benchmark, the Carbon Disclosure Project and other sustainability initiatives. We have also targeted net zero emissions across Growthpoint controlled properties by 2050. In regard to market guidance, as detailed before, financial year 18 distribution guidance is 22.2 cents per security. This is a 3.25% increase on financial year 17, and that provides an attractive investment yield of around 6.4 to 6.5% at current trading levels. In conclusion, Growthpoint Properties Australia is well positioned through its numerous business strategies to achieve its goal to operate sustainability and provide investors with growing income returns and long-term capital appreciation from properties we own and manage. I would like to thank Growthpoint security holders and other stakeholders for their continued support, and we certainly value that highly. To the Growthpoint board and the employees, thank you for your hard work and dedication and expertise. Financial year 17 was certainly a year of significant achievement for the group. And finally, thank you to Jeff, our chairman, for his wonderful leadership and his personal counsel. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Tim. I think you've all received the notice of meeting, and I now intend to deal with all the items in the notice of meeting. The first one is to receive and consider the combined financial reports and the reports of the directors and the auditors in respect of the company and the trust for the financial year ended 30 June 2017. A combined annual report for the company and the trust was sent to those security holders who elected to receive it, and it was also made available on the websites of the ASX and the group. Hard copies of the annual report are also on your chairs today. In addition to the board and management, as I said, our auditors are in the audience to take any questions. Would anyone like to ask any questions in relation to the financial report? If not, I will move on. Can I just there's no voting on the annual report because it's actually advised. It's not required, but obviously we're happy to take any questions either now or later on in relation to that report. Can I just make a mention of voting? The remaining items of business on today's agenda involve consideration of six resolutions set out in the notice of meeting. Three of these proposed resolutions comprising agenda items 2, 3 and 6 in your notice of meeting relate to the company only. Agenda item 4 relates to both the company and trust, and agenda item 5 relates to the trust only. The proposed resolutions relating to items of business number 2, 3, 4 and 6 are ordinary resolutions which require a majority of votes cast in their favour to be carried. The proposed resolution, item 5, is a special resolution which requires at least 75% of votes cast in favour to be carried. All resolutions will be determined by poll, with voting to occur at the end of this meeting on all resolutions. Security holders should vote for all resolutions on their red voting card and provide this to the Computershare representative at the close of the meeting. On a poll, every security holder has one vote for each stapled security held at the record time by that security holder. Details of the proxies received on each item of business will be shown on the screen behind me after discussion on that item of business. I am holding open proxies in my capacity as Chairman, and it is my intention to vote all available proxies in favour of each resolution. Can I now return to the remuneration report? This is a non-binding advisory vote of shareholders. Although this resolution is not binding, the board will give due regard to the outcome of the vote when considering future remuneration policies. The proposed resolution is on the screen in front of you. I won't read that. Is there any questions or comments in relation to the remuneration report? By the way, if you have any questions that relate to the proposed issue of performance rights to the Managing Director, can you please hold those questions and raise them when we get to discuss agenda item number 4? Is there any general questions in relation to the remuneration report? If not, I'll move on. Can I move now to the election and re-election of directors? The proposed resolutions are on the screen in front of you. I will call for voting on each resolution separately. Details of the qualifications and experience of each candidate are set out in the notice of meetings. So you can see a bit about the background of the three people standing for re-election, or the three people standing for re-election. Any questions or comments about any of these resolutions? Details of the proxies received on each of these resolutions are on the screen in front of you. You can see there is a strong support for the re-election of the directors. Are there any questions or comments? If not, I congratulate the three directors who have sought and got re-election. Can I now move to item 4, the approval of grant of performance rights to Tim Collier, our Managing Director. You can see the resolution set out there. Security holders are now being asked to approve the issue of 220,415 performance rights to Tim. Again, is there any questions or comments in relation to this resolution? If not, details of the proxies received are on the screen in front of you. You can see a strong support for the item as well. Item 5 deals with the amendments of the Trust Constitution. The resolution is on the screen in front of you. The review of the Trust Constitution was undertaken with a view to updating its language, removing outdated provisions, and amending it to reflect current law and practices. Are there any questions or comments on this resolution? Again, details of the proxies received are displayed on the screen in front of you. Item number 6 is the approval and increase to non-executive director maximum aggregate fees. The resolution is in front of you. By way of background, the ASX listing rule and the company's constitution require the maximum amount of non-executive director's remuneration to be determined by shareholders in a general meeting. We are seeking security holder approval in accordance with ASX Listing Rule 10.17 and Rule 11.3A of the company's constitution to increase the maximum aggregate remuneration payable to non-executive directors. Are there any questions or comments? Again, the proxy votes are on the screen. This brings us to the end of the formal voting proceedings. Please complete your voting card provided to you earlier and provide the same to the Computershare representative for verification purposes. Please note that the formal results of the votes for all resolutions conducted by poll will be released to the ASX later today. I will shortly close the meeting, following which you are welcome to meet with our directors, management and auditors who are present. I declare the meeting closed and thank you for your attendance.